let's say by Monday, you will have informed all three of the reviewing agencies the date that you expect it to be back in your hands, which you're going to say is the 11th of October. And how long after the 11th of October would you expect that you all would review what they've said before you would then produce a document that we can see?
To sound bureaucratic, it depends on the nature of their comment. If they're reasonably comfortable with the analysis and the results and the
Well, let's take the worst case. Let's say they've got 50 pages of comments. Are we talking about another month?
50 pages, yeah, a couple weeks, depending
so
on...
So now we're talking the end of October before we get a shot at it. And by that time, everybody else has had a shot at it, but except the people that really care, and that's the public. I'm with these guys, and you heard me this afternoon how exercised I was this afternoon when we broached this subject. I think, frankly, this whole thing stinks. That's how bad I think it is. It absolutely stinks that you made an agreement with the Pilots Association, which have a vested interest in this thing, at the expense of the public, which has a vested interest.
Well, again,
it's absolutely unfair for you all to keep this thing to yourselves and to the pilots, of all people, who are clearly in opposition to this thing and have been from the very beginning, yet the public, which has two sides to the question, some opposed, some opposed, and some in favor, have no opportunity to participate. This absolutely is rotten.
Well, Mr. Chairman, you're on board to say that.
I don't disagree that it's not. We got to be careful here and make sure we lay blame where blame is.
I'm not looking for blame. I'm telling you that the agreement that you made to begin with excluded the public, excluded this group, excluded the Borough Assembly, excluded the City Council, excluded everybody but the pilots with a vested interest, and I think that's wrong.
And let me provide just a little bit more background, because the agreement wasn't made specifically with the pilots. The agreement was actually made at the behest of the Coast Guard. And the Coast Guard.
You should have said no.
Well,
you should have been there saying no. We can't do that. We've got a public we have to consider. It's too late for this now. I mean, I don't want to rehash it anymore. I just want you to know how I feel, and I think I've made that point. So I think Charlie's right from here on out.
I would like to point up one thing, and that is that the idea on this agreement was not necessarily as it pertained to the report and its generation and this, that, and the other thing. It's sort of an all-encompassing agreement. Our worry was that once the simulation was done, that, and you spoke of it, and I hope it hasn't gone around too much, is that we weren't in the position, department mainly, of trying to fight this battle of whether or not somebody ran into such and such a rock or didn't, or whether or not this was the right channel or not, and the conditions were right, or this, that, and the other thing. We didn't want to be fighting that snippet for snippet in Tom's newspaper here. That isn't something we wanted to do, and I think that is a good thing that we've done, because otherwise, you know, I remember the last go-around with the trading back of letters with the pilots saying one thing, and we're saying the other, and the Coast Guard saying something else, and you know, the intent was, let's go down and do the simulations, let's keep our mouths shut until the report's done. Everybody is not necessarily in agreement, but at least has a chance to look at it, and then we'll issue the report. Because otherwise, you know, we'd be chasing our tails, in my opinion, for the last 3 months.
Well,